We are diverse, independent, and yours. CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
You almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m., 2:15, 2:17:45.
For 37 minutes.
As soon as hee-haw gets off the air, we're the best thing.
Hee-haw.
Nothing is better than hee-haw.
That's why I say as soon as they get off the air, we're the best thing.
Junior samples? Oh, come on. BR549. No, I'm sorry. No, nothing's better. And the hee-haw honeys.
Oh, yeah.
The hee-haw honeys.
Hey, quality.
Hey, Kenny Rogers married one and Elvis dated another one.
Right.
What more do you need? Yeah. Come on, man. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me are good old gal Denise.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure.
This is a pleasure?
Well, I thought I'd be kind.
Yeah, you're being nice. She's putting on the happy voice and stuff. Right now, she's throwing up in a bag. Made Man Maury.
A pleasure to be here, Bob. Good morning.
Yeah, if you're not happy now, then there's something broken deep in your soul. And good old boy, Justin.
Oh, good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, pretty much anything that you can drink. And today is a wine episode, so...
Good afternoon, Mr. Wick. It's been a long time.
I'd like it tasting.
Yes, he would. So here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. So we have from Chateau Montelena, the Chateau Montelena 2019 Chardonnay, the Chateau Montelena 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, the Chateau Montelena Estate Cabernet Sauvignon 2018, and from Davis Estates, we have the Davis Estates 2019 Pinot Noir, the 2018 Cabernet Sauvignon, and the 2015 Phase 5 from Davis Estates. Again, if you're not happy now, there's something deeply disturbed inside your soul. There's something broken inside you. Or you could be a politician. Same thing. You know, So let's have, against my better judgment, let's have Justin tell us about our sips ratings.
Welcome to California from the governator.
No, when you do it, California. You have to overpronounce it. California. It's like 17 syllables.
Hear me now and believe me later.
Oh, hear me now and go next door. Yeah.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Ah, get on the chopper.
Bring water. Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that
nice? Anabolic steroids.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Three sips. Interesting, but what was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep the secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
He's losing it. It's slipping. He was doing okay at the beginning, but he's losing it. Yeah.
It was the proper adjective.
Yeah.
Five sips. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Nah, he's lost it.
Oh my God.
He had it for that briefest moment.
Yes! Yes!
He had it there, and then it just, like a dove, when you release it, it just went away. So, well, you know, we tried.
Yep.
Well, let's have Denise tell us all about the folks at Chateau Montelena.
Oh, well, I don't know. That's a hard act to follow, Justin.
I agree.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Thank you. Okay. Well, the Chateau Montelena Winery was constructed in 1888 and intended as a barrel aging facility. The Chateau was unique in materials, plan, size, and style for its era. In the 19th century Napa Valley, the majority of wineries were constructed of wood. Instead, the Chateau is made of stone with walls 3 to 12 feet thick. Wow.
Yeah.
Which provides natural insulation awesome. Against outside heat or cold. Similarly, the structure was built into a hillside to further regulate temperature, something necessary for producing quality wines but uncommon at the time. Originally, the interior was one large space with a second-story crushing floor built in 1960. A second-floor apartment was inserted so the chateau could be used as a home. The property was purchased by the Barrett family in 1972. It was their 1973 Chardonnay that was the winner at the famous Judgment of Paris in 1976. Matt Crafton became the winemaker in 2014 after having been with the winery since 2008. In addition to spearheading the largest vineyard replant and redesign in the winery's history, Matt leads Chateau Montelena's sustainability program and was instrumental in helping the winery become certified as a Bay Area Green Business and Napa Green Winery. He also assisted completing the installation of a 220-kilowatt, not a gigawatt, solar array at the winery in an effort to become more efficient and sustain energy needs. The first wine that we're going to try today is the Chateau Montelena 2019 Chardonnay. It is 100% Chardonnay, 10 months in French oak, and an ABV of about 14.1%. The warm, dry spring was punctuated by 2 inches of rain in May, spurring vine growth heading into summer. There was plenty of heat and sunshine during June and July as ripening accelerated ahead of schedule. The lighter-than-expected crop pushed ripening further ahead as all of the Chardonnay vineyards began to move together like a tidal wave which broke on August 22nd. After 7 intense days, the entire Chardonnay crop was harvested. It's a far cry from 15 to 30 days in most years and the fastest on record for the winery.
Wowza.
Right. And this is a very lovely Chardonnay, I must say. The nose is so pleasant, so inviting. I get a lot of wet stone on this. I definitely get some orange blossom. There's a description about pie crust, and I definitely get that as well. Something I would have never picked out of this or described, but when you read about it, you're like, oh, there it is. The palate for me is very soft and citrusy. There's a lot of minerality. It's got a lovely finish of lemons. The finish is about a medium finish, not too long. It's not short, but it's a lovely, lovely Chardonnay. And anybody that wants to expand on that, please do.
I'll pick up where you left off.
Sure.
The color is very light straw, extremely pale in color, but that is just a mind mess.
You can't say that word.
Because when you put it to your nose, I would agree with you. I'm getting an overwhelming honeysuckle, apricot, a little peach, and perhaps a little pie crust. I mean, it's really just spectacular on the nose. On the palate, I agree. It was just silky and delightful. There's a little mango and citrus, a little Meyer lemon. But I agree with you. It has some nice acidity. It's got some chalky minerality. It's definitely not over-oaked. It's the oak is definitely there, but it's in the background. It's not a soloist, nor is it in the foreground. And considering how much time it's been in French oak, and we don't know if that was new, you would expect a little bit more oak, but honestly, it's balanced nicely. It's well integrated, and it just provides a backbone but not really the, like I said, not the soloist up front. And then I would agree with you, the finish was delightful. Some described it as you know, somewhat tart and mouthwatering. I didn't find it to be that. I thought the acid was well integrated, well balanced. I thought it was beautifully done. It's a spectacular Chardonnay. I wouldn't necessarily confuse it with a French white Burgundy, but for what it is, I think it's delicious.
Agreed.
Justin, what'd you think?
I think that this expression's good right out of the bottle. You don't really need to give it air time. It's not bad with air, but I think it's best right out of the bottle. So if you're opening 5 or 6 bottles for your event in the evening, crack this one first and start with it. That's what I think.
I am a fan of warming up my Chardonnays a little bit, you know.
Coming this is right delightful. Out of the wine, it's just at the right temperature. This is just below room temperature, mm-hmm. and it's delightful.
Yeah, it really opens it up.
Well, I think we can all agree Justin is mentally deranged.
no one's ever disputed that.
An absolutely beautiful Chardonnay, and everything that you come to expect from a Chardonnay from Montalena. They've been making amazing Chardonnay for many, 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 many decades. The nose on it is just, oh, it's just
sublime.
It's just everything you want. It's just melon and that slight bit of citrus on the tip of the nose. A little bit of honeysuckle, a little bit of toast. I mean, just so well done. And on the palate, the acidity is there. It's not overwhelming, but it's just so mouth-filling. There's just a slight bit of minerality in there.
I get a little pepper on the nose, like right at the end. Mm-hmm. Just a hint.
You get just a little bit really of that dusty earthiness to it on the finish, especially on the teeth and the front. The citrus is there. The lemon is there. A little bit of apricot. Just so well done. I mean, it's just every flavor, every scent, the acidity, everything is just so well in proportion, so well balanced. It's hard to beat this. It's really,
I
really
think
hard
Bob
to beat this.
Likes it.
I think he likes it a little bit.
Just a little bit.
The nose is probably the most unique of a Chardonnay I've had in a long time with all the tropical fruits and perfume and delight. A lot of Chardonnays, you just get butter and oak, and this one really delivers on the nose.
And a beautiful winery, beautiful facility. I got the chance to meet Matt Kraft and talk to him on the phone a good bit a while back, but got to meet him. Really nice guy, making great wine. And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished discussing the Chateau Montalena 2019 Chardonnay. And for that expression from Chateau Montalena, we're going to be rating the Montalena 2019 Chardonnay a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So let's move on to our next wine from Chateau Montalena. We're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
Let's see.
Or maybe not.
Maybe.
So we've got Chateau Montalena, Napa Valley. This says Cabernet Sauvignon. Were we talking about the Pinot?
No, you're right.
We're talking about
okay.
that.
Yeah, keep going.
It's 91% Cabernet Sauvignon, 9% Merlot, 16 months in French and Eastern European oak, 28% new, and 13.8% alcohol by volume. On the nose, I got fresh blueberries, blackberry pie, dark fruit, baking spices, vanilla, clove, and cinnamon. It's like a really nice bakery in the morning. On the palate, it was like dense and chewy with bright red fruit, fine tannins, layers of flavor. It's like the bottom of that glass of orange juice where all the pulp is. The good stuff. So
the good stuff.
Okay. Never heard of Cabernet discussed quite like that, but okay, what the hell?
Hey, you don't bring me for the same old, same old.
That's true.
On the finish, it was like a nice, spicy espresso. I enjoyed it. What did you think, Maury?
Well, that's tough description to follow. But I love this wine. I thought it was delicious. Beautiful, deep, dark, garnety color. I agree with you about the nose. The nose was spectacular. For me, the nose faded a little bit. It was much more perfumey when it came out of the bottle. And over the last 45 minutes, a lot of that has blown off. I agree with you about the palate. It's got layers. It's dense. It's chewy. It's really nice. And the palate is medium to long, or excuse me, the finish is medium to long. It just kind of lingers on. It's a beautifully made Cabernet. Really, I really like it. And there's no flaws. It's extremely well made and would go well with almost any meal. Denise?
Or no meal.
Yeah. Why do we always have to have a meal?
We don't need to eat anymore.
Screw it all up with food. Good Lord.
Enough last quarter.
Nope.
Yeah, no, I'm perfectly fine just swigging it out of the bottle if that's okay with you. I mean, the alcohol will kill the COVID, I'm pretty sure. So
good.
It's worth a try.
Keep drinking. I like this wine. I like this wine a lot. I baked this pie in the summer called, I don't know what it's called. It's like a summer berry pie. And when I'm cooking the berries, so it's raspberries and blackberries and blueberries. And that's what...
Do you include any schnozberries?
Yeah. I wish. But that's the nose that I get here when I'm cooking those berries before I put them in the pie. It's just this beautiful aroma of, you know, mixed berries or pie filling as opposed to just the pie. That's what I get on the nose. And the palate is, it's just as wonderful. The taste is, it's got bright fruit. It's got that mixed berry fruit for me. And I like the finish. The finish is a little dry. And I really wasn't expecting that. You get this fruity aroma and this fruit on the palate, and then you get this like lovely, surprising, you know, and a dry finish. It's really nice.
But I thought I agree with reminded Justin, me of no Zin. Food. Remind me yes. of Zin. There's a little spice and pepper, on the finish.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Really good.
You know, Maury, if you turn around and lick that wallpaper, the schnozberries taste just like schnozberries. Perfect. Just in case you were wondering, so you know.
Thank you, Charlie.
Can I lick the wallpaper?
Go right ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
It's made just. Well, you used to eat the. We found you in an abandoned apartment eating the chips of paint off the wall. So I really think licking the wallpaper is probably a step up. So yeah. Sitting there with a bottle of booze in his hand, going, "My precious," like Gollum. So, what more
You're
can you say?
To keep that little story to yourself.
Yeah, well, like any of us are different, please. Just a beautiful Cabernet. Mm-hmm. I mean, just berries and dark fruit, stewed dark fruit.
Yeah, I think the stewed dark fruit, especially on the back end, really comes through nicely. Definitely darker fruit than some of the brighter red fruit that we've seen in other wines.
A little bit of clove, but you really have to deep inhale, and then you get it in the back of the nose. Their tasting notes have cinnamon. I'm not picking up any cinnamon, but I definitely pick up the clove. And the palate on it is just so, so lovely and thick and chewy. It's got beautiful tannins, mostly up front, not back palate, but the teeth, the front of the palate. Just a chewy, chewy, delicious wine. A little bit of cocoa. Like you said, it's you'd almost mistake this for a Zin because I'm getting that pepper to it. Mm-hmm.
And I do want to point out that a lot of people would take these wines and treat them much like an old world wine. They do use a lot of old world style into their winemaking and lay it down for quite a bit of time. This is a relatively new release. It's a 2019.
Yeah.
We did, I believe we all venturied it to give it some air. It's been in the glass now for a good 45, 50 minutes, and it's drinking beautifully. I have no problem drinking this right out of the right after purchase. I don't think it needs to lay down. I think it may improve with time, but it's ready to go now for sure.
Yeah, it's fantastic now with time. I think it'll only get better, but you don't need to wait. I mean, it's great straight out of the bottle. And again, typical Montalena. I mean, quality. You know, I mean, they don't put out bad wine ever. So a delicious wine. And we're going to be rating the Chateau Montalena Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2019, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So, Maury, why don't you tell us about our last wine from Montalena?
Happy, Bob. Thank you. The next wine is the Montalena Estate Cabernet Sauvignon 2018. It is 98% Cabernet Sauvignon, 1.5% Petit Verdot, and 0.5% Cabernet Franc. It's been aged for 22 months in 100% French oak, 40% of which is new. The alcohol comes in at 14.2% ABV. Late spring rains in March and April of 2018 were very productive, and the vines responded with plentiful growth into summer. Unusually low nighttime temperatures coupled with warm to hot days magnified the acidity in the fruit, creating elegant structure for extended aging. And again, we've talked about that earlier. These wines are meant to age, and many people are not drinking them right away. The harvest was slow and methodical, as subtle variations in soil and sun exposure magnified the typically nuanced differences in ripening and maturation. So, the wine has a beautiful, deep, dark, brooding color. On the nose, really interesting. Raspberry, hint of mint, plum, some baking spice, clove, cedar, vanilla, cassis, hints of graphite. They talk about some sage. I didn't really get the sage on the nose, but some have noted that. On the palate, the tannins are definitely a little bit more bold. This wine's got a little bit more backbone and structure than the previous one, even though it's a year older. It's got lots of dark fruit, black cherry, definitely some black pepper again. And it's got a little bit of that earthy, dusty character to it. It's beautifully mouth-coating. You can chew it. You can enjoy it. It's got a beautiful, long finish. It just kind of goes on and on. A little hint of dried blackberry at the end of the finish. I thought, for me, this was a clear step up from the previous wine, which was delicious. Again, a beautiful wine and extremely well-made. Denise, what'd you think?
Well, it's really hard to follow that description, Maury, but I agree with just about everything you said, except for the sage.
Can I record that? Can you rewind and say that again?
No.
You'd mentioned the mint, but I did get herbs on the nose. I did. I got the mint, the sage, and a rosemary, I believe. And I went back to it. I'm like, yeah, I think that's rosemary. I grow rosemary. You know, rosemary can obviously be a little pungent and, you know, overpowering, but it's not here. It's just there. I don't know if it's really there, but that's what I get. But everything else that you described with regard to, you know, the mouthfeel and the taste, spot on. Delicious wine.
Can you say that again?
No. No, I will not.
No. It's never going to happen. Just move on. What do you think, Justin?
So I think the wine was really well constructed, in addition to the mint, which I got on the nose and the palate. I got a nice note of dill too, but all the floral notes in the nose and the palate were really well balanced. I would love to try this again in 7 years.
I think the dill is definitely there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get a...
It's like a herb garden.
It's hard to put my finger on a particular herb. There's there's this sort of herbaceous green herb sort of undercoat, very, very faint, very way in the back. You got to search for it.
But
I'm glad you qualified that, because you guys are starting to give the impression that this is like drinking a V8, and it's not like drinking a glass of herbs. No.
We're going full geek, and we're really trying to dissect like way inside this wine. It's not herbal up front whatsoever.
No,
on the palate, it's got beautiful dark fruit, and it's really everything you'd expect from a California cab. No. But yes, you're getting into some of the minutia and the really subtle characteristics, which is fun to do. But I want to just clarify that this is not a glass of minced herbs.
No, well, you find those on the nose, and then you find those to be very inviting, and it draws you in, and you want to taste the wine.
This is something you have to really search for to find that herbal note to it. It's way, way, way in the back. But, I mean, on the front, raspberries, plums, you know, dark red fruit, stewed dark red fruit. Cassis, a little bit of a minerality to the nose, a little slaty, graphite-y edge to the nose. On the palate, hold on. On the palate, it's got some beautiful tannins up front. Again, front tannins as opposed to back. Again, dark fruit, black cherries, little bit of pepper. I mean, really just so well put together. On the finish, it's an earthy. See, that's the thing. I'm like, is it the earthy, dusty nature that I'm thinking is the herbal, or is the herbal there in addition to that? So that's the thing I'm trying to figure out right now. But just so well done. But unlike the previous one, which was fantastic out of the bottle as well, I think this one is only going to get better with time. I think this one is really made to put aside for the long run.
Well, especially they're either estates or reserves are typically meant that way. A little bit more time, a little bit more structure, a little bit more ageability. And I agree with you. This one will continue to improve for a long time. It's got miles to go.
The regular cab, I did not feel guilty at all opening it up. It's fantastic. This one, I feel a little bit guilty because I keep thinking if we could have waited another 2 or 3 years, how much better it would even be than it already is. But all in all, if you open it now, that's fine. You're doing okay. You're not going to be disappointed. Trust me on that one. I mean, an absolutely fantastic wine. Again, it's Montalena. They don't put out bad wine, period. So, anybody else got any other notes? Anything else?
Anything? It's all been said.
All right. Well, we're going to be rating the Chateau Montalena Estate Cabernet 2018, a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Did we rate the Chardonnay?
Yeah.
We did?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I mean, we talked.
We gave it 4 sips.
Yeah, oh, okay. 4 sips, we talked about it. It was so great. And I thought, I remember rating it.
But. Well, you've been drinking, so.
Okay. You know. Well, there you go.
Do it.
But yeah, it's, you know, again, you don't get a bad wine from Montalena. I've never had a wine from Montalena that I went, well, that wasn't a great year. I mean, the worst year I've ever had from them, I went, boy, I wish I had a case of that. So it's always quality. So let's go on and we'll have Maury tell us about our second winery for the day.
The next winery we'll be discussing is Davis Estates. Davis Estates was founded in 2011 by former tech executive Mike Davis and his wife Sandy when they purchased land from the Savies family that had previously been part of a winery with roots dating back to 1900. The following year, they purchased an adjacent property to make up the 155 acres of the current estate. The original barn on the property dates back to 1916, so the Davis family designed all of the new buildings they built to blend with the style of their old barn. In 2016, they had completed the caves, the winery, and the visitor center. Their vineyards consist of Cabernet Sauvignon, Petite Syrah, and over 35-year-old Cabernet Franc vines. They also source fruit from other premium Napa vineyards. The first wine from Davis Estates will be the Davis Estates Pinot Noir 2019. It is 100% Pinot Noir from Carneros, aged 9 months in 50% new French oak and 50% 1 to 2 year old French oak. It comes in at 14.2% ABV. The color is a bit of a brick slash pale garnet color. The nose is just full of cherry, lots and lots of cherry. It's a cherry bomb on the nose. It's just delicious. You just feel like you stuck your head in a bowl of fresh cherries. On the palate, classic Pinot Noir. I love this. I thought this wine reminded me of some of the Pinots that I really like, in that it had a little more body and layer. It had some earthiness. It had some mushroom and some umami, a little bit of baking spice. It definitely had some red and even some dark fruit. And then I found the